Hi, and welcome to Evolve to Be and the Grounding Meditations for Your Shift in Consciousness. I'm Audrey Weitzman, your host, and this is a radio show about grounding your energy into the earth and feeling calm, safe, and stable during any kind of transformative time, a transformative time in your life, a transformative time, or, you know, I say transformative, and what I really mean by transformative is that when you're going through any kind of transition or transformation in your life, which is on a daily basis, moment to moment, you are constantly evolving. You are constantly shifting your consciousness. And actually, you are always, always moving forward. We don't always think about that, that we're constantly moving forward, because sometimes our life seems like it's moving backwards, or it's stalling and stopping. And that is not the truth. The truth is that we are constantly moving forward. And what moves us forward are all the experiences that we have in our life, and all the people and relationships that we have in our life. Every moment we are learning something about ourselves. And in those opportunities of lesson and experience, we have lessons through our life experiences. We are growing and we are evolving and we are shifting. And the whole purpose is to constantly move forward, to move forward in our evolution. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience on this planet. And so during those moments, and I'm not going to say during those times, because I see it as every single second of my life, I am having an experience and I am making choices of growth and change. I am making a choice to stay where I'm at, which is perfectly fine too, but I'm always moving in some direction of growth. And I'm always having an experience, and I'm always being given an opportunity to learn something about myself. And so during those times of transformation, or during those times when we need to feel safe and we need to harness the wisdom within our own being, or from a divine source, or whatever you want to call that source, it's best to do it in a really grounded manner, which means that you are completely present in the moment, and that you are not outside of yourself, meaning that your energy is not scattered, that you are connected fully to your physical form, because you are in physical existence, and that you have an anchoring. There's always some kind of anchoring. We're human, and it is our the inherent way in which we function that we are beings that are anchored into something. So when you were a child, you were anchored into your home. You were anchored into your family. And as you moved out into the world, let's say, for instance, you went to college, you then anchored into the community at college. As you moved through your life, you anchored into a job. You anchored into a neighborhood. You started actually anchoring into, who am I? The question started to arise. Who am I? What do I like? What are my hobbies? What are my opinions about what's going on in the world? So we're always constantly anchoring into something. And so our energy also needs to anchor into something. And so what we do with the grounding meditations is that we anchor our energy into the earth. And so now we're talking about the whole 2012 that had just, as some people say, nobody said this to me, but it feels like to me that people have thought that 2012 and the whole shift of consciousness and the shift of the ages kind of slipped through everyone's fingers, that nobody really, there was no big explosion, there was no big aha, there was no big transformation that happened on the planet that people noticed. And really the truth is that there was something huge that happened. I felt it. I actually was woken up by it at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I was trained to recognize what it was. So I'm going to share I'll share that story with you because I think it's really important that we understand that there is something going on. And what I've noticed. So just to give you a little background about myself is that I'm a healer. I've been a healer, an official healer, graduating from the Barbara Brennan College of Healing in 2001. But I have always been this way. I was born what you want to call awake. I don't always see it that way, but I was always a little different. The trees talked to me. I could talk to animals. I could see energy, feel energy. I was really connected to the universe in a way that I didn't quite understand, and nobody else in my family or my friends knew what I was talking about. I'm sure everyone here that is listening on this show right now has had these experiences and has felt the same way. So in that way, we are all we are beings of like mind. And that is what has brought us forth into these times and into the way we think and feel now. So my whole entire life, I've been kind of in training. My guides have been training me for specific things. And in the past 20 years, they've been training me for the shift in consciousness in many different ways. And it wasn't really until I started reading some books about 6 years ago that I realized that what this training was all about. I think it was Jose Aguilera who first started talking about the shift in consciousness and the Mayan calendar and all of that, and some Greg Braid. And just to give you another thing is I don't read too much. I was told by my guidance in 1999, not to read too much because I needed to form my own opinions and I needed to form my own information. And I needed to start having an inner knowing and a connection beyond just reading other people's material. So mostly everything that I teach and talk about is really my consciousness and my evolution, not just in this lifetime, but in my past lives. And I do remember. So it's a culmination of a lot of knowledge plus the connections that I have to other multidimensional beings. And so now getting back to December 21st, 2012, we were all expecting this big aha or a big awakening. And my training throughout the years has shown me that what a shift in the dimensions would look like. And it actually looks like your eyes are open and there's just the whole entire room gets really wavy and then you're pulled through something. And I was shown this over and over and over again. And just so I would be able to recognize when it happened. And as it got closer to December 21st, 2012, I wanted to be in Peru because I knew that the Kundalini energy of the planet was shifting from Tibet to Peru. And how did I know this? Well, this I knew from reading Jordan Belo Meldizchek's book. I think it's called The Rainbow Serpent. But I specifically was drawn. I'm drawn to Jordan Belo's work a lot because we have our guides are the same. And my guidance has always kind of drawn me to his work, saying, you know, you have things in common here. There's a lot of matching energies and very similar information. And or he teaches me a lot. So I always have amazing experiences. And I've also had to read his books for Barbara Brennan School of Healing and for the other Energy Touch School of Advanced Healing that I went to. The Flower of Life is a very present in my work. And so so I read John Below's information where he said that the energy from Tibet is moving, the Kundalini energy of the planet is moving from Tibet, where it's been held for thousands of years, now to Peru. And so I wanted to be where the Kundalini energy was moving. Kundalini energy is the life force. It's the male and female aspect of the life force coming together in union to create a really, really powerful energy. When you have a Kundalini experience, it's a full awakening. Actually, that energy is so powerful. It moves from the bottom of your pelvis up through your main power current and out the top of your head. And what this does is it blasts through all of your crap. It just blasts through. It's almost like Drano, if you could think about it that way. It's like wherever you're blocked, wherever your chakras are blocked or your energy system is blocked, when you have a Kundalini awakening, it's this powerful explosion that happens. And so this is where the energy of the planet was moving to, was Peru. And so I was like, I want to go to Machu Picchu. I want to be on Machu Picchu for the 21st. I felt like that was kind of the epicenter of where the energy was going to be held. And so I called my friend who I travel with, Dwayne, and we, you know, he thought it was a great idea too. We were on the Giza Plateau. We were the only group that got to meditate in a pyramid on in Egypt for 11-11-11 on the Giza Plateau. They actually shut the whole entire plateau down. That's another story for another day. But Dwayne, I love Dwayne. We have great energy together, and he's an amazing manifester. And when I looked up my Peru trip, I wanted to go on the Inca Trail, and I wanted to wind up on Machu Picchu for the 21st. Of course, it was completely full, and you couldn't get a permit to get there. And so Dwayne, in his magical way of being, was able to manifest us getting permits and securing reservation with a travel company that got us to Peru, got us to the Inca Trail, and got us to Machu Picchu for the 21st. And as I started coming, December 21st started coming closer, and I really wasn't getting too much guidance. In typical fashion, I don't know about you guys, but for me, sometimes I don't get full information. It's like I'm on a need-to-know basis, and I don't need to know until I actually make a commitment to say, yes, I'm going to jump off the cliff, or when the time gets closer. And in this case, it was both. It was I jumped off the cliff. I said, yes, I'm going to go to Machu Picchu. I'm going to do the Inca Trail, which I was really scared to do, considering I haven't really exercised too strenuously for the Inca Trail. And I was just going to go. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't have any clue of what I was to do when I got there. But I said I would go anyways. And so as I got closer and closer towards December, my guidance started coming in where my guides were telling me that December 21st is actually the last day of the era, and it's a day of celebration. Then December 22nd is the day where there's that whole alignment happening of the planets, and we're lining up to the center of the galaxy, and the center of the galaxy is aligning to the center of the universe. And I don't know all the technical stuff. I don't know all the science behind it, which there was. And I don't know exactly the precession of the equinoxes and the precession of the planet and all that stuff. I'm not, it's too much detail for me. But I started to understand that the 22nd was the day that that shift was going to happen, and that the 23rd was going to be the first day of the new era, or some people call it the Aquarian age. And that's, we were going to, that was a time of celebration as well. So we had celebration on the 21st of the end. We had celebration on the 23rd as the beginning, and the 22nd was that time. But I still wasn't getting, like, what was going to happen. And to make a really long story short, so we can have a meditation, is that I went on the Inca Trail, and it was really hard, but it was really, really beautiful. It was a place of majestic beauty that I could totally understand how that Kundalini energy would want to anchor into that part of the world. What I found that was fascinating to me is, as I watched the porters, they were the indigenous people that took all of our equipment on their backs, and basically they ran in front of us on this huge trail. We were 12,000 feet in the air. And the trail, if anybody is familiar with it, is all stairs. And really, you're walking at probably an 80-degree angle the whole entire time, up and down mountains. And it was just quite the experience. So we were on the second day, which is the hardest trek. And it was the afternoon of the second day. And I'm walking up, literally, it was like a 90-degree angle upstairs, and it was not just pouring rain, it was hailing, and there was winds about 45 mile an hour. There's no handrails, so there's a sheer drop down 500 feet, 1,000 feet, 3,000 feet, I have no idea, sheer drops down the mountain. And all the water that's coming from the top of the mountain is pouring down the stairs, because the stairs turn into waterfalls. And I start, my guide, who was walking with me, slips and falls. And he almost falls down the sheer cliff. And I start crying because I thought he was going to die. And he's like, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. But we're walking up this mountain for 2 hours straight. There's no stopping. And I am crying the whole way up the mountain. And what I'm crying about is, we're dying. Our consciousness is dying. The people are dying. Our old way of being is dying. The planet is dying. I was bawling, crying, and walking up these stairs. And we were about 12,000 feet up. So there wasn't a lot of oxygen, which kind of put me in a altered state of consciousness. And I just was just clearing and crying. I love my guide, Ronald, because he actually thought I was still crying about him. He didn't speak very good English, and I couldn't get him to understand. No, I'm crying about the world, and I'm crying about the planet, and I'm crying about the people. And I was actually crying about consciousness, because I knew some people were not going to shift through this time, that they were going to make the decision or the choice to not shift their consciousness, and they won't remain here on the planet. But we still had no idea what was going to happen. And this was like the 19th. And it was just a really, really intense journey for me. And I felt like it was just like the loss and the grief and the sadness. It was all just kind of flowing through me. And so after that day, then it was a couple days later that it was the 21st, and we got to Machu Picchu, and there was kind of nothing. I got to Machu Picchu. I sat in with a shaman that was creating ceremony there. And but there was really nothing going on. And our guides were finished giving us the tour. They had spent the Inca Trail with us for 4 days, and nobody had showered, and they were tired and wanted to get off the mountain. and kind of just left us to walk around Machu Picchu. And I was just kind of sitting alone. I still don't know what to do. I still don't know what to do, but it was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I was so happy. I was thrilled with my own sense of wonder and awe of the trail itself and how we, you know, it was just beautiful. I can't really put into words what I felt every day. But what I will tell you is that every day that I was on this trail, the reason why I connected so well into the energy was because everywhere that I went, as you're walking this trail, which all the stones are granite and quartz crystal, so they're holding a lot of energy. but there's also ruins of old temples along the way. And so every temple that I got to, I grounded my energy into the earth. And from grounding my energy into the earth, what would happen would be that I would be able to feel and sense not only the earth and its energy, but the people, how their energy is seeped into the earth there. And I can tell you that the Peruvian people are so proud of their land, and they are so proud of who they are. And it's really God's country. You're up in the mountains. The air is very clear. There's not a lot of pollution. But there's something about being in the mountains that has the ability to really shed all of your unwanted energies. And then grounding into, you know, I just did my grounding exercise that I do with you here on the radio, that I do with my clients, that I have meditation CDs for, because what I've noticed is that as I've traveled around the world, sometimes I have no idea what to do. And the only thing that I do is I ground my energy in, and I get so much information, and I really feel centered and grounded, and I feel connected. I feel connected in a way that no tourist would ever feel connected, because I feel like I belong, because I'm actually anchoring my energy into the earth, and she is knowing this. I do this with a lot of honor and a lot of gratitude, and the earth knows this, and there's something about the people recognize it, whether they know it or not, but they do. They have a recognition of there's something different about me. There's I'm more settled. I am more aligned with the energies of the place. So I don't feel out of sorts. I don't feel foggy. I'm not in doubt. And I can look in the eyes of all the people there and smile, because I'm enjoying the juiciness of the earth and of the place that I'm at. So that's one of the things that I love about being able to do the grounding exercises is that you can do them anywhere. And, you know, going back to what I said before is how we are always anchoring into something. You can anchor in anywhere. You can anchor in your home. You can anchor in your business. You can anchor in when you're traveling. And it makes a difference. It makes a huge difference in just feeling safe and secure and solid. Being in your physical body and being a part of this planet, wherever you wind up being on this planet. So, and that's what I did at Machu Picchu. I did some opening up of portals, because after I grounded in, I asked and I was guided. More information came in because I was able to listen. I was able to listen with my whole entire being. You know, I wasn't distracted with that anchoring in. So that's what happened. But it wasn't like this big, aha. And we left Machu Picchu. We went back to Cusco. And Cusco at 2, so we were back at Cusco on the eve of the 21st. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I was woken up by my guides. And I opened up my eyes, and the whole entire room was waving. It was in huge. It was like there was nothing solid anymore. and it was huge energetic waves. And I knew. I knew because I'd been trained, but I also knew because my guides were telling me in this moment, they're like, the shift is happening right now. And they woke me up for it, or I woke up because I knew it was going on, whatever. However I woke up, I woke up, I sat up out of bed and I knew. And as the whole entire room was waving and nothing was solid anymore, I felt like I was being drawn through something. And my eyes were open. I kept my eyes open because I knew that this was a fantastic moment, that one that hasn't happened in over 26,000 years. And I wanted to be awake and alive and conscious. And there was nothing else for me to do but to watch and witness and experience. And that's what I did. And I felt like I was pulled through something. And then the room became solid again. And then all of a sudden, my guides are saying, go sit and meditate. Go sit and meditate. Go sit and meditate. And they wanted me out of my bed because they didn't want me falling asleep. It was very clear. And I wasn't going to be able to do anything else. I wasn't going to be able to go back to bed. I knew that. So I went and I sat in a chair. And fortunately, in the hostel that I was staying at, the chair in the room was made out of wood. And there's something about the difference between metal and wood. And I don't really know. Well, I shouldn't say that. I do know what it is. And that wood is part of this planet, and the energy is more grounded and more stable. The energy will flow through the wood. It doesn't flow through metal. So if you have a choice ever when you're meditating, I would choose wood, a wood chair. So I went and I sat in the chair, and I didn't know what to do. So I did my grounding meditation. And after I did my grounding meditation, I was just downloaded all kinds of information and pictures. And the most profound piece that was happening here was, do not forget who you are. Do not forget who you are. Do not forget that you are a spiritual, multidimensional being. You are not really human. You are not, you know, you're here in physical form. You're here having experience. But that is it. You know, we are here having experiences. It's about learning. It's about lesson. It's about the joy of just having the experience and being able to make a decision, being able to make a choice. And what is that choice? Are you going to choose union, or are you going to choose separation? Are you going to choose love, or are you going to choose hate? It's very black and white at this point. And we're the gray sitting in the middle, and we get to choose. But what is it? What is it that we're choosing? And what we're choosing in those moments, it's easy to choose union, although sometimes we get stuck in our muck. But when we get stuck in our muck, what are we choosing? And the real way to break through all of that resistance and to break through all of that darkness is to love yourself in that moment. There's no judgment. There's an aha. There's an awareness. There's like, oh, look, I got angry and yelled at my kids. You know, okay, I'll pick a dark moment for me. I got angry and I yelled at my kids. I didn't have any patience. I'm sitting in this negative energy and I can hold on to it. But the truth is, it's not my truth. It's not really who I am. I'm really this amazing spiritual being of light that's all love. But in those moments, you don't feel it and you don't know it. And the choice that you can make in that moment is to love yourself no matter where you're at. And by choosing love, by choosing to open your heart in non-judgment of yourself, because we work ourselves first, everything shifts and changes. That energy is like, it's that negative energy is really repelled by the light. And what is light? But light is unconditional love. And so that's where the pieces of healing are coming from. It's your own ability to honor yourself where you're at in that honoring, in that observing with non-judgment. There's a sense of honoring. There's like, look at that experience that I just had, you know, and then choosing unconditional love for yourself in that moment creates an opening. It creates a healing. It creates an opening in your heart where then automatically you are choosing to be in union. You are choosing love. So I think that was the big, for me, and it's been a theme that I have been hearing in my existence really intensely since 2009. So it wasn't a new message for me, but this message was enough already. And it wasn't in anger, it wasn't in judgment, but it was very much, it was a firm, gentle message. Remember who you are. Remember, we are gods. We are, you know, I hear and I see all the time people are waiting for these beings, these multidimensional beings coming down in ships and saving the planet. Well, guess what? We are them. You know, that's who we are. And because we have this physical form, it's so easy to forget. Because we've been veiled in third dimensional reality, we have forgotten. And the truth is that something magical, something extraordinary did happen on the 22nd. Whether or not you were aware of it, whether or not you slept through it, whether or not you have no idea if it happened, or if you were able to sense something. I know now you sense something, but maybe in the moment of it happening, you didn't sense anything, or you think that you missed something. Chances are you didn't miss anything, and you moved right through the shift. That ability to start to understand, because the veils are gone, that who you are is the most imperative thing now. And how do you remember who you are? And it's simple. It's really simple. It's the energies. I know that you guys could feel the energies on the planet are shifting and different. What I notice for me is that I am more inclined to eat healthy. I am more inclined to, I've been moving through so much stuff since January. I feel like I'm on this quickening. Everything is up in my face. I am noticing my stuff immediately. You know, it's not fun, but I have the tools. I have my grounding meditations. I have my chakra meditations, which I'm actually going to be coming out and sharing this information I've had for the past 5 years. We have a whole new energy anatomy coming into our form. It's been lying dormant in our energy field. We have new chakras that are opening up in our energy field so we could modulate and integrate the high vibrational energy that's coming onto the planet. There's so much going on right now. But the talk with all my friends as healers is that everything feels kind of weird. We're sitting in the unknown because we've never lived in this way before. We've never lived in this energy before. So everything is brand new and nobody knows. We don't know, you know? We don't know who you're becoming. You don't know what you're capable of. You're probably starting to understand or see that everything that you think about starts to manifest really, really fast, which could be really, really scary. So if there's one simple thing that I would love for you to have is that ground your energy into the earth, ground it deeper, ground it into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth, and everything that is going on, every transformation, every moment, every experience that you possibly can have, you will feel safe and secure and connected, and you'll feel whole, you'll feel in your body, And then you could experience whatever's coming at you, whatever swirling on around you or not swirling. You'll be able to take in, and you'll be able to, as humans, we like to label everything and we like to judge everything. So you'll be able to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's what we do. But you'll be able to take it in with much more ease and much more grace. And that's what I want for all of you, is ease and grace through all this transformative time. I could also really say that I kind of noticed that I live in a big city. I live in Chicago, actually, right now. I was born and raised here. And what I've noticed is that it seems like there's less people around. Everything seems quieter to me. I was just in New York. I was in New York twice in the past month. And I could honestly say I never heard honking of cars. I never heard anybody yelling. Everybody was completely nice to me, going out of their way to help me. The energy in New York is such a high vibration. And I was able to anchor into the point where I was actually shown some sacred sites in New York. So I'm really excited about that, too. I think I want to start taking people on trips to sacred pilgrimages and sacred sites around the world and anchoring into those energies and feeling that energy. And New York is going to be one of them. So I'm so excited about that. But, just notice what's going on in your life. I'm hearing a lot of people saying that there's a complete breakdown in their life, and everything that was in their life before is no more. And I want to say you're in the right place doing the right thing. And there's a lot of just letting go. And then there's a lot of just being okay with all of it letting go and knowing that it's all going to come through, and we're just sitting in this time of no time. And how are we going to take in the quiet and the stillness? How are we going to take in everything with ease and grace? And it's just being present, so you could make the choice to move from a negative way or a way that's not in balance and alignment back into wholeness, back into balance and alignment, where you are understanding and realizing your holiness. So with that, the cat's playing with my cords. Just take a deep breath in and out. And receive a deep breath in and out. And I'm just going to do a little clearing above everybody's head right now. So just imagine there's like a white tornado above your head that's spinning and pulling all the gunk, everything that no longer serves you, out of your energy field, and one below you, out of your energy field. Just allow that white light to take all of the energy that no longer serves you, that you don't need anymore, all that low vibrational energy. Energy doesn't die, so it just needs to go back to the universe and it gets transmuted into light. And then however you're going to do your meditation, lying down, sitting in a chair, you're in a chair, your back is straight, and your feet are flat on the floor. If you're standing, your legs are shoulder width apart, slight bend in your knee, and your eyes are open. And receive a deep breath in, quieting the mind. And just allowing all of your scattered energy, you're calling it back into the present right here and right now. All the energy that you've scattered everywhere else, bringing right back into your physical form right here and right now. calling forth all the energy from the future, calling all the energy from the past, calling any energies that you've attached to people. Let's call back any kind of hooking, any kind of needing, any kind of wanting. Calling all of your energy back. So you're right here in this present moment, right here and right now. Placing your fingers 3 inches below your belly button and allowing your energetic fingers to just gently sink into your body, feeling a ball of white light about the size of a golf ball right in front of your spinal column. Bringing your awareness that your pranic tube is no longer inside of your body, but it's around your body, about a foot on the outside of your body. Your pranic tube, I see mine as blue, and it looks like a male shoot. It looks like almost like blue plastic around my body. And allowing that your energy or your energy fingers are sinking in and touching that ball of light 3 inches below your belly button. And you're just touching into the essence of who you are. It's you as a being of light. And it's just a little aspect of you right sitting right there. And allow, with using your imagination or your awareness of your consciousness will actually move that energy. That's what your imagination is too, consciousness. So you're just going to allow your awareness to grow that ball of light to the size of a baseball. And grow that light to the size of a grapefruit. And to allow that ball of light to touch the sides of your hips. And just allowing that ball of light to grow out beyond your body. And what I do is I put my hands about a foot outside of my body. And I actually just using my hands, I can feel like a pulsing. Today I feel a little bit of pulsing, but today I feel heat as well. And right now your energy should be touching the edges of your pranic tube, just allowing it to push out. And by just telling your energy with your consciousness to move out to the walls of your pranic tube, it just does it automatically. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing right or wrong. It just is. Because as I'm speaking it, it's happening. As you're thinking it, it is happening. And now we're going to just drop all of that ball of light down that tube, down your legs, down your feet, down into the earth. And just allowing that ball of light to slide down that tube that's already connected. Whether you've done this exercise or not, it's already connected and you are sliding through those layers of earth. And there's, I think it's 4,000 miles. I've never really checked the science on that. So just allowing your energy, your awareness, your consciousness to slide down that tube, going all the way down through the layers of the earth, and you're going to come into the molten lava layer core of the earth. So it's molten lava. And I live in a city, so I don't know if anybody can hear what's going on. But that it's all part of your meditation. I learned to meditate in the middle of a city, and I'm grateful for that because I could take in everything that's going on around me and take it in as it's part of my meditation. But just bringing your awareness back down through the layers of the earth, and you're hitting that molten lava layer, that juicy, rich, hot, molten rock. It's molten granite, so it's got a lot of charge to it. So as you're sinking in, you're feeling that heat. Maybe right now I'm feeling tingling, lots of tingling. And allow yourself to become really porous so you can just connect into that energy. And ask in this moment to allow that molten lava layer to burn off all that third dimensional energy so you can align yourself fully to, let's skip over the fourth and just go right to the fifth dimension. That high vibrational energy, you just want to align yourself with that. So you're going to ask that all the low vibrational energy just becomes burned off energetically, even at a cellular level. Allow your cells to really understand that there needs to be no toxins. There's no need to hang on to anything. Let's just burn all that off. If you're carrying extra weight, all that weight is just toxins in your body. So just allowing that molten lava core to just burn off all the toxins in your body. Allowing your cells to free themselves of any toxin. And just notice that you're beginning to slide down through that molten lava. And as you're sliding down deeper into the earth, you're just burning off everything. And then you're moving out of the molten lava layer. And you're moving into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. And just notice the shifting in the energy. These are lines of light. You're connecting into these lines of light, and they're clearing and charging your energy field. Your energy field looks like two different layers. There's a layer of energetic grids that are like a template. They're lines of light. And then there's the layers that are just color and just energy. And so this permanent electromagnetic grid is clicking into the electromagnetic grids of you. Your electromagnetic grids are clicking into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. That's what's different about my meditation, is that there's these permanent electromagnetic grids that we are able to connect into. And this is where our energy is being anchored. And you're sliding through this layer down towards a ball of light, which is the essence of Mother Earth. And you'll see as you're sliding down that ball of light's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and then you just slide right down into it. And with my spiritual eyes, I look down and I can see my feet. My feet will just rest at a spot in this ball of light, which is the essence of Mother Earth. And I see these crystalline flowers, like quartz clusters, growing up around my feet, holding me in, making me feel safe, allowing me to have the knowing that I belong here. And just receive a deep breath in. Allow your heart to open and allow your essence to connect to Mother Earth's essence. And in this moment, just say hello. Hi, Mother Earth. And knowing as your heart opens that you're receiving a gift or you're receiving a message in this moment. I am sitting in divine gratitude right now. I can feel the earth and how grateful she is for me, and I am so grateful for her. It's like a giant hug. As you receive these gifts, these messages, the presence, the connection, just say thank you. And you can come back here anytime you feel necessary. And now we're going to begin the journey back up. Just creating that, it's almost like a suction where you'll just be pulled up through your pranic tube. Out of the essence of Mother Earth and back up into the electromagnetic grids of the Earth. You'll feel the shifting, or you'll sense it, or you'll see it, or you won't. It doesn't really matter. You're there. And notice that you're connecting and clearing and charging the new you. The you that your energy field has been cleared and cleansed, and you've received a connection with Mother Earth. That the permanent electromagnetic field of the Earth is connecting, it's clicking that energy, that new energy, into your energetic body. And you're moving up through those lines of light. That energy is clicking in, and now you're moving up into the molten lava core of the Earth. And that hot lava is just melting in, making all permanent, all that energetic work that you've just done, all the clearing and the connecting is just making that, purifying it, and anchoring it all in as you move up towards that, through that lava. Lava is like thick and hot and allows you to slow down a little bit. And then you're moving up through the layers of the earth. It's going to be really, really fast now, and all of a sudden you're going to feel, you're going to either jump back into your body, the awareness that you're in, back in your body, or you're going to feel something at the bottom of your feet. And just take a deep breath in. You're back in your physical form. And feeling your heart really open and expanded 360 degrees around you. And knowing that you've brought the essence of Mother Earth back with you. Just noticing the difference in how you feel. And I'm going to do a oneness blessing on everyone right now. So just remain in the place that you're at. I'm going to ask that the divine presence come through me right now as a clear, crystal clear, clean channel. That this energy support and heal all of those, not just the people listening to this radio show, but everyone on the planet right now. And if you need a moment to, you can either place your hands on your body, or you can think about people in your life that need the healing right now. They too will also receive this blessing.